your AI agent just spent $40 figuring out how to click a search button. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 185. I'm Izzo, and with me, as always, is Boon. Today we're diving into WebMCP, Google's just-shipped browser API that could end the era of AI agents burning through tokens like they're playing whack-a-mole with websites.
And honestly, it's about time. I've watched agents take screenshot after screenshot just trying to find a login form, each one costing thousands of tokens. It's like sending someone to navigate a foreign city with a blindfold and a really expensive translator.
Right? And this matters right now because every enterprise I talk to is either deploying browser agents or getting burned by the cost. WebMCP just hit Chrome 146 Canary, and if this works the way Google and Microsoft are promising, it changes the entire economics of web automation.
The core insight is brilliant. Instead of making agents guess what a website does, let websites tell agents exactly what they can do. WebMCP introduces navigator.modelContext, which gives sites two ways to expose structured tools.
Boon, break down these two APIs for me. I'm seeing declarative and imperative, but what's the practical difference?
The declarative API is the easy win. If you've got well-structured HTML forms already, which most enterprise sites do, you just add tool names and descriptions to your existing markup. Boom, your forms are now callable by agents. The spec says you're probably 80% there already.
That's a huge adoption advantage. No re-architecting, just annotating what you already have.
Exactly. But the imperative API is where it gets interesting. That's where you use register tool to expose complex JavaScript functions. Think search products with full parameter schemas or order prints with validation. It's conceptually similar to OpenAI's function calling, but running entirely client-side.
Chuckles. You can practically hear the product managers calculating the ROI. Instead of an agent making dozens of clicks to filter search results, it makes one structured call to search products and gets back clean JSON.
And that's the key trade-off they solved. Current approaches translate between what websites were designed for, human eyes, and what models need, which is structured data. WebMCP eliminates that translation layer entirely.
The enterprise case is compelling. We're talking about real cost reduction. No more screenshot inference, no more DOM parsing that burns context windows. Plus, reliability goes up because agents aren't guessing about page structure anymore.
Right, and the development velocity angle is smart. Teams can reuse their existing front-end JavaScript instead of standing up separate MCP servers in Python or Node. The spec explicitly says any task a user can do through the UI can become a tool.
I'm giving this approach an A- for pragmatism. But what about the human-in-the-loop design? This isn't trying to be fully autonomous, is it?
No, and that's intentional. The Chrome team identified three pillars: context, capabilities, and coordination. That last one is about controlling handoff between user and agent. When the agent hits something, it can't resolve.
So it's collaborative browsing, not headless automation. The user's still there, still making decisions, but the agent handles the mechanical stuff.
Exactly. They give this example where Maya asks for an eco-friendly wedding dress. The agent uses WebMCP tools to fetch data, applies its own reasoning to filter for cocktail appropriate, then calls show dresses to update, versus the searcher update the page. Human taste. Nice agent capability.
That's a much more realistic use case than the fully autonomous agent demos we keep seeing. And this doesn't replace Anthropic's MCP, right? Different layer entirely?
Completely different. MCP is back-end JSON RPC server-to-server. WebMCP is client-side, browser-based, user-present. A travel company might run both, MCP for direct API integrations, WebMCP for their consumer booking flow.
Makes sense. Different interaction patterns, different problems. What's the adoption timeline looking like?
It's in Chrome 146, canary behind a flag right now. Microsoft co-authored the spec, so edge support is likely. Industry observers expect formal announcements by mid to late 2026, probably Google Cloud Next or I/O.
The Chrome team's calling this the USB-C of AI agent interactions. That's either brilliant marketing or they're really confident this becomes the standard.
Well, they've cleared the hardest hurdle, getting from proposal to working code, Google and Microsoft shipping together, W3C providing the institutional framework. That's how web standards actually happen.
All right. If you want to get hands-on with this, Boone, what should people actually go build?
First, grab Chrome 146 Canary and enable the WebMCP flag at Chrome Acha flags. Then join the Chrome Early Preview program for the docs and demos. Start simple. Take an existing form and add the declarative API annotations.
And if you want to go deeper,
build a register tool, example with the imperative API, maybe wrap your site's search functionality or a simple calculator. The goal is understanding how to expose structured tools that agents can actually call. I'm definitely adding this to my weekend project list.
Laughs. That list's getting dangerously long, Boone, but this one might actually save people money instead of just being cool. WebMCP could be the bridge that makes AI agents actually practical for enterprise web automation. If it works like Google's promising, we might look back on the screenshot scraping era as the dark ages of web AI.